Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. As an eBay store owner, you've got some very powerful tools at your disposal here now to tell us how they can help you sell more. It's Gladys Ramos. She's the voice of JustAskGladys.com, and she's known on eBay as Token Collection, all one word. Gladys, what tools do you use to drive traffic to your store?
I use quite a few of them, actually. The first one is the Markdown Manager. I find that to be one of the best tools that eBay has given us. The ability to run sales every week, just like the brick and mortars do. So I always suggest sellers use that Markdown Manager. But when when I do the sales, I only run them for 1 or 2 days. I don't run them for a whole week. And the reason for that is because I want to create urgency, you know. It's easier for somebody to click out of your store than it is for them to walk out of the store when they're in a brick and mortar store.
Sure.
So for online, you want, short, sweet sales because you have their attention right then and there, and you want to keep it. You want them to hit that buy now button.
You don't want them to say, I'll think about that later.
Right.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You want them to hit the buy now button. So, when you do your Markdown Managers, do it for 1 or 2 days at the most. And change it up, just like the brick and mortar stores. Don't put the same stuff week after week on sale. Do it like, one day JCPenney might have jeans for the whole family on sale. The next week it might be pajama pants for the whole family on sale,
Yeah.
So you want to change it up, and you want to change up the percentages, too. You don't want to keep it at the same percentages. You want to go up and down with them and, change it up.
And that's just to keep it from looking like the same old sale.
Right, exactly. You want to keep it fresh and keep it interesting so that if they came back because they didn't buy it the first time, and it was, let's say it was 30% and now you have it 20%, they might think, oh, crap, I better get it now or I won't get it on sale again, or it might be 10% next week.
creating urgency is one of the cornerstones of any kind of sales, by the way.
Absolutely.
People in all industries do it. Like in radio, they might say, we have only 4 packages of these wonderful used car packages to sell over the air for next weekend. You can have 100 commercials all weekend long. We only have 4 packages. And then they'll call the client and they'll say, we only have 2 left. You declare, urgency is something that's been done since the beginning of time, I'm sure, with sales. So what's the difference? So do you use promotions and promoted listings also?
Yes, I do the promotions. And there seems to be a confusion about the difference between promotions and the promoted listings.
Yeah.
Promotions is basically a tool to entice buyers to buy more. Like when you go to Target, and you see all these little advertisements down the aisles that say $5 gift card with the purchase of 2 select whatever items.
Mm-hmm.
It's an upsell tool. You want the buyer to buy more than one. I use it a lot for like my comic books and stuff like that. I have it. What is it? Spend 15, get 25% off or something like that. And it works. I have buyers that, before the promotions tools came about, I would sell 1 comic book at a time. Once in a blue moon, I might sell 2 or 3. But now, since the promotion tool came on board, I've been selling 4, 5, 6 comic books to 1 customer because of that enticement that's on there.
Oh,
excellent.
See? That's a great way to get a return customer.
And promoted listings are?
A promoted listing is when you pay for extra exposure. That's all it is.
Oh.
And do you ever use that?
Yep, I use all of them. I use them all in conjunction, all together. The Markdown Manager I'm always running. The promotions are always running. Promoted listings, I just went back there a few weeks ago and I had like 500 that I can promote. I promoted all 500 of them. there's no reason not to. If you get that extra exposure, why not? They might not buy the item that's promoted, which is fine with me, but it's going to lead them to my store to buy something else.
Hmm.
I also use the collections, that's a great marketing.
How do you use collections? I'm curious.
I use it as a marketing tool. You know, it puts the when you do a collection,
sure,
and they follow that collection. What happens is every time you pin to that collection, it goes into their eBay feed, so they're constantly seeing your merchandise on the front page of eBay.
Oh, right, of course, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and they the collections have their own dedicated pages on eBay, and those pages get a lot of traffic. So I'm pulling traffic from those two areas into my store. I can also push them out to social media like Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter and whatnot. They also get crawled by Google, you know, so they're coming up in Google search results. So I'm pulling traffic from the search engines to my store via the collection. You know, my comic books, it has like 800 and something views. I haven't pushed that one out to social media because I wanted to see how much traffic I would get without involving social media in it.
Right.
We're speaking with Gladys Ramos. She's the voice of JustAskGladys.com, and she's known on eBay as Token Collection. That's all one word. How often do you run sales?
Every 2 to 3 days.
Wow.
To us, it's a constant with you. Yeah.
Griff, how often do you run sales?
Well, maybe once a quarter.
I know.
Of course. I don't do them enough. Obviously.
That's why I'm so glad we're having her on today. How about promotions? How often do you run promotions?
Me?
Promotions are ongoing. Yes.
Okay. Wow. How about store guides?
I do the store guides. Right now I have some in the back burner. Those are great to drive traffic from the search engines and from the store guides, dedicated pages that eBay has. You can link to your store from the guides. Like Melissa, who was just on, she had this great store guide where she was promoting, in a way, her cha-cha shoes. And so she linked them, she put, backlinks from the store guides linking back to her store for those shoes to that category. That gets picked up by Google. She was coming up number one in the search results. So that's driving traffic from Google over to the store guide over to your store.
Hmm. So I'm on one of her listings.
Yes.
Now, mm-hmm. She has 2,054 feedback, 100% positive.
That's pretty good.
And I'm on her listings. And again, Griff.
What's that?
Successful people. Look at their description.
It looks like we told them to make it.
I know. She's fantastic. Simple, to the point. She's got a lot of item specifics filled in on this particular one. This is a 1938 White House Rice 4C James Madison issue. I guess it's, what do they call these? Canceled? They call them. What do they call these stamps on envelopes? I forgot.
First day covers.
Exactly. Yeah.
This was a James Madison issue.
Ooh.
So she has a lot of interesting things for sale. What do you use to take your pictures?
Right now I have an Olympus.
Oh, they're a good camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. So you don't use your phone or anything like I'm doing
No.
lately?
No.
Okay.
No.
We bought a big expensive camera and I've been using the phone. Well, it's easier. What can I tell you? I'm sitting there. I've got my phone next to me. John put my box up on the table, my light box. I go over there when I feel like it while I'm watching TV. It's kind of working for me right now. Go ahead, Griff.
No, I was just going to say there's a lot of people now who have abandoned their phone. I mean, their camera for their phone. Because the cameras and phones are so good.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't personally do it because I like using my camera. But in general, more and more people are just using their phone. And with good results because, like I said, the camera that comes with most contemporary smartphones is... It's pretty darn good.
Pretty good now.
Yeah. I still don't know how Cindy Sorley does all her listings on her tablet or phone.
Yeah.
I'm in awe. I just can't seem to get the hang of it.
I think it is a matter of just getting the hang of it, by the way, because I'm with you. I'm old school, and I just am more comfortable using the desktop to list things. But I have tried to do one of my listings. Not, I'll use the phone when I'm, you know, setting up a listing for someone else. And it's not, it wasn't easy at first. There were some things I had to kind of almost relearn. But I could see over time how, if push came to shove, I could adapt pretty easily.
You know, it's a matter of preference. We have both. We have the expensive camera and we have the other one.
Yeah.
And I'm taking just as good pictures, I think, with my camera. So.
Oh, you are, yeah.
It's up to the individual, I think. So, Gladys, I'm just so proud of you. I've been watching you for a long time now.
She's been stalking you.
Really. And I've been stalking you. And you've got this nice website, justaskgladys.com, so you're giving people reviews on their store. And mm-hmm. their listings, right?
Yeah.
You could do a Dish Your Listing with us sometime.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be fun.
It'd be fun. So, you know, if you had one word of advice for new eBay sellers, what would that be?
Learn how to come out of your comfort zone and just try new things. Don't stay stuck in or afraid. Just jump.
Go for it.
Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's that first listing that gets them. Once they get past that, they're okay. Gladys, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Gladys. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. It's not too late to call us. Why don't you try now? 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at bubblefast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit bubblefast.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.